The questions you always had. The answers you were never given. The place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
Tonight on Veritas, we reunite with a guest whose insights have captivated and challenged our perceptions for over a decade. 15 years ago, to the day, Robert Morningstar, a renowned journalist, researcher, and self-described cyberspace pioneer, shared his unique perspectives with us. Since then, the world has changed in unimaginable ways, but the quest for truth remains as vital as ever. For those new to his work, Robert Morningstar is not just an investigator of the unknown. He is a pioneer in the exploration of the hidden truths that shape our reality. With a background in psychology and an early adopter of computer technology, Robert has been at the forefront of uncovering secrets within the realms of UFO phenomena, government conspiracies, and the mysteries of consciousness. His work, often controversial, has earned him a reputation as a fearless truth seeker who isn't afraid to challenge the mainstream narrative. Robert's investigations have brought light to the shadows, sparking debates and raising questions that many dare not ask. Tonight, we revisit those discussions, explore new discoveries, and uncover the hidden truths of our time. In a world where misinformation is rampant, Robert Morningstar's dedication to seeking out the truth, no matter how uncomfortable or controversial, makes him a beacon for those who yearn for knowledge beyond the surface. What has changed in the last 15 years? What new revelations has Robert uncovered? And how does he see the future of our world? And on a lighter note, Robert and I share a unique trait. Not only do we both have 20/20 vision, but we also have 20/20 tongues. So get ready for a conversation that's sharp, clear, and unfiltered. Robert Morningstar is coming up next. Welcome to the Veritas Project. I'm your host, Mel Hostelrich. If this is your first time listening, welcome home. To access tonight's full interview and all of our exclusive material, simply join the Veritas Plus family by clicking on the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the power of FLFE with a 15-day free trial today. No credit card required. If you're looking to get in touch with me, have a guest suggestion, or would like to provide feedback, simply click on the contact button on our website. Your thoughts and ideas are always appreciated. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's program. His website is robertmorningstar.substack.com, and directly from the center of the Big Apple in Manhattan, I'd like to welcome Robert Morningstar. Hello, Robert, and welcome back to Veritas. How are you?
Hello, Mel. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
My pleasure. And not only is it a pleasure, but it's just a synchronicity, Robert. 15 years to the day since we last spoke, exactly to the day, and we did not plan this. This just happened. So the universe wanted us to reconnect. How does it feel to reconnect after 15 years?
Well, it feels like yesterday. Mel, I've been following your work throughout those years. I've even incorporated some of your commentaries and your articles to augment my own regarding the war in Ukraine, for example, and all of that. So it's good to be here, brother. I really feel that. It doesn't feel like 15 years.
Likewise. And reflect on the changes in the world since the last interview, because I remember this is 2009. Obama came along and he fooled. And again, I'm sorry. I usually do not get political, but I guess I'm going to have to do so right now, because what's lying ahead of us is a dark, dark horizon. And I don't want to see it. But it was Obama, in my opinion, who started all of this. Reflect on the changes in the world since the last interview.
Well, I have to agree with you. That was a very trying time for me, because I read Obama like a book. The moment he opened his mouth during the primaries, I said, this guy is a dyed-in-the-wool communist. And in fact, he turns out to have been a red diaper baby. Most people don't know that term, but red diaper babies referred to the communist plan to bring together fellow travelers. That's another term that was used in those days, a euphemism for communists. And it was to bring together these couples who were communists to breed children who would be raised communist from the cradle. So they got the name Red Diaper Babies. And that's exactly what Obama is. And it was one of the most dreadful periods of my life, me knowing too much, the man who knows too much. And as you and I were talking, you and I describe us as people who have 20/20 vision and 20/20 tongues. We say what we see. And he ruined this country. I'm just going to tell you plain. The high point of race relations in the United States was election night 2008. And Obama was elected. I did not vote for him, not because I have any prejudices, but because he's a communist. And I read him like a book. And it's all been downhill from there. I feel that the election of Barack Obama proved that the United States is not racist because Obama was elected by white voters. But as I describe it now, it was a vanity vote. We were conned. We were tricked. We were deceived into believing, many, not me, many, that if you didn't vote for Obama, you were racist. So that's why I call it a vanity vote. America wanted to prove to the world that we are not racist, and they went along with the party line. So,
do you think this is happening now, too, with Kamala Harris? If you say anything against her, all of a sudden you don't like women. You're a racist, too. It's a combination of even more.
I'll tell you who doesn't like women. Democrats, liberals, progressives, and the French Olympic Committee. There is a war against women. And it's being waged by the left. The sight of a Moroccan man beating the hell out of an Italian woman, breaking her nose in 46 seconds. The sight of three trannies winning the women's bicycling competition. 1, 2, 3. Gold, silver, and bronze. The weightlifting competition. Won by a tranny. That's disgusting. And you know what? All of these people that we saw on television, like Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Jackson Brown, all of them were asked, what is a woman? And you know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a biologist. Folks, I'm going to tell you what a woman is. A woman is a man with a womb. That's it. That's why it's called womb man, woman. And that is the simplest definition. You know that Richard Dawkins, famous scientist, was banned from Facebook for making the point.
Yes, I saw that.
Gender is a reality. This was the first Olympics that I've ever boycotted. I've been watching the Olympics since 1956. I'm a lifelong athlete. I'm acknowledged as a Tai Chi master. I was a fencer in college. I was a baseball player. I tried out for the New York Yankees in 1981. I love sports, and I could not bear to see the Olympics this year. And so what I did to satisfy my Olympic fandom, I went back to old Olympics, and I watched old Olympic competitions like the wrestling match between Rulon Gardner and that monster from Russia, Karelin. Karelin had won 3 times in a row in the gold. And this farm boy from Nebraska, who looked like he picked up tractors in the morning for exercise, he beat him. And then I saw this amazing documentary about the Olympic record that will never be broken. And it was a man from Czechoslovakia named Jan Selensky, who threw the javelin so far that they had to change the weight of the javelin. But they were afraid that they were throwing them so far, they almost crossed the field and almost went into the track and field. So the Olympic Committee thought, oh, we can't have anybody killed on the track while the javelin is being thrown. So I enjoyed that. And the one thing I did see on X, I saw the American women's swimming team, the relay team, win the gold. That's the only thing. But I think that the French Olympics are the worst Olympics of all time, and not because of the athletes, but because of the politics.
I was in Europe a few weeks ago, and I left Paris 5 days before the Olympics started, but I saw the whole preparation there, and I knew what was coming. I didn't even watch that the first hours of it, and then I watched the replays, and I said, this is going to be, you know, seeing a man's testicle popping out. I said that this is just horrible. This should be sports. This should be sports, nothing else, and maybe a little bit of pizzazz somewhere. But what they did was basically, in my opinion, was to show the world that religion, Christianity, is under attack.
Absolutely. Pardon me, because I do use a lot of satire. You know, Mark Twain said that no dogma, no orthodoxy, and no tyranny can ever stand up against the power of laughter. And so I've told parents and women athletes and girl athletes that if trannies show up at the track and field, they should all set themselves down in the blocks ready for the gun. And when the gun fires, none of the women should run and let the trannies run around them at the track. And I refer them, I say it plainly, women and girls should not have to compete against chicks with dicks or girls with testicles. It's that plain. A woman is a man with a womb. If you don't have a womb, you're not a woman. Do you know what I read yesterday? In England, before they x-ray a man, they ask him if he is pregnant. England has gone bonkers. And then the outrageous thing, I have always been fond of England. I traveled to England for 8 years in the 90s into the 2000s to visit Stonehenge, primarily, and archaeological sites, to study with the Druids. It was a wonderful time, but it's been ruined. And to have the chief of police of England threaten Americans with extradition and prosecution if we retransmit the videos of the rioting that's going on, the righteous rioting. The people of England have taken up arms against a sea of troubles. A Rwandan who was born in Wales of Rwandan parents killed three little girls, wounded six others, and two adults. And that was the last straw. And so the people of England rose up and started fighting with the police, burning down migrant hotels, things like that. And this copper, you know, we get the word from cop from England as well.
By the way, I don't know if you have your microphone. Are you using the camera microphone or do you have a microphone?
No, this is what I use. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine.
It just has to be. But I'll tone myself down sometimes when I talk too loud and I'm distraught. But this copper, the chief policeman in England, came out and threatened to extradite Americans who broadcast or rebroadcast videos of the demonstrations in England. And not only that, the police have hired Muslim gangs to help them enforce the shutdown of demonstrations. They've taken about 400 people, prosecuted them, and they've already been convicted. Can you imagine?
The question is extradition. There's an agreement between both countries, right? So they can come up with any law they want. If they say that we broke the law, you and I, by saying something they deem illegal, can they come after us legally and extradite us? Or will the United States even allow it?
They can try, but we have recourse to the courts. We tried to extradite Julian Assange
and Gary McKinnon,
but both of those failed because of the British courts. So I'm confident that the American courts would protect us. I would hope so.
It is incredible what I'm seeing. You probably are seeing that too. Those videos coming out of the UK where people simply, you know, posted something against this or against, you know, Palestine or what's happening in the UK. And I was there before I went to Paris. I was in London. I saw some of that. But it's incredible that there have been, you know, at 4 o'clock in the morning, this nice elderly couple who happened to have posted something on the web, as we do on Facebook on a daily basis, and basically they were just arrested. What's going on with the United Kingdom?
Look, it's communism, global communism. I always say it's the same old snake. It molts its skin, but it's the same old serpent. And communism is a system that's always based on coercion, menacing, prosecution, show trials. Talk about show trials. Look at Donald Trump, what he's had to go through. This is typical of what I used to see in the old USSR, Stalinist show trials. And the problem is in the Democrat Party has been taken over, co-opted by communists, and a large segment of them are black communists. And black communists are emulating the policies and the tactics that Nelson Mandela used to destroy South Africa. South Africa was a first world nation, and Mandela, through murder, assassination, coercion, destroyed that society. Now, you're not going to believe this, but I get videos from all over the world. I got a video from South Africa. I have a friend who actually left South Africa to live in Bali, and he sends me these videos. And in South Africa, they are killing white farmers and their families, but the government only counts the killing of the farmer and not his wife or his children. I saw a video of two Africans, black Africans, and I could not believe my ears, but one said to the other, "You know, I miss apartheid, because in those days, at least you could own something that belonged to you." Not to mention even worse atrocities, like what I see, white meat being sold in the African meat markets. It is horrific. Now, Obama came in a wolf in sheep's clothing, just like Nelson Mandela. Mandela was jailed for terrorism, and he directed killings and assassinations from his jail cell by communicating them to Winnie Mandela. And they went after African people, black Africans, who were working in the system, working with or for the government, and they started killing them. But since they didn't have guns, what they would do is they would kidnap them, torture them, then they would take car tires, worn out car tires, and slip three or four of them over them so their arms were locked. Then they doused them with gasoline and set them on fire. Those came to be known as Winnie's necklaces. So the South Africans, the black South Africans, were in dread of being killed using Winnie's necklaces. She was a murderer, he was a murderer. He was a communist throughout that period in jail, but they hid it. But I knew it. And then 3 days or 2 days after he died, the ANC, the African National Congress, which is the Communist Party in South Africa, announced that Nelson Mandela had been part of the Politburo all that time. So don't be fooled by that big toothy smile of Nelson Mandela and the adulation of Nelson Mandela. He was a communist terrorist, and I have no qualms about saying it. As I said, we have 2020 vision, 2020 tongues. And the truth will set us free.
Let's go back to 2010. I just want to go in chronological order, because one of the first things that they did was Obamacare. Everybody believed it. All of a sudden, you see your monthly expenses for health insurance skyrocket. One of the biggest first lies there. Then, a lot of people don't know this, but the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012, which passed in 2013 with the yearly update of the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. And a lot of people don't know this, but in 1948, we had that basically established that we could have propaganda and basically lying throughout the war in World War II. But then in 2012, what did Obama do? He passed it here in the United States so that we could establish propaganda in the United States. To me, one of the immediate things that happened from that was the shootings, the mass shootings. And then all the rest of it, and now they're legally allowed to lie. I think if Trump gets back to the White House, he should completely turn this around.
Absolutely. I remember that. And what it was that 1948 law allowed us to do propaganda and lie to other countries.
thank you for listening. To unlock the full 2-hour interview, including video formats, downloads, transcripts, exclusive articles, and more, subscribe to Veritas Plus now. Gain access to our entire archive dating back to 2008. Just click subscribe at veritasproject.com. To listen to the rest and access all of our exclusive material, head over to the Veritas Plus member section or click the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the benefits with a 15-day free trial of FLFE today. No credit card required. If you'd like to get in touch with me, be a guest on the program, have a guest suggestion, or want to provide feedback, just click the contact button on our website at veritasproject.com. Thank you for listening to The Veritas Project, because you don't want to believe, you want to know. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now at veritasproject.com.